So coming back to our assignment, what we've got to decide is whether these museums should be funded by the government or just by local people.
I think it depends entirely on what kind of museum it is.
How do you mean?
Well, take local history museums. They are small, so they won't survive without financial support. But that should come from the local authority, since only people in that area or tourists will visit it.
I agree, but what about big natural history museums? Surely they should get money from the central government.
Why? Children who want to learn about nature can go out into the countryside with their school teachers. They could survive from donations, and they get loads of visitors anyway. The state should spend more on science museums, since not enough people are studying science these days.
I'm not so sure, but I do think a sort of museum which should not get public funds is the craft museum.
Yes, like museums of cotton weaving.
Yeah, which are of interest to only a very small number of people, and they should pay for it.
I agree, but a working farm is a different thing again. That's something from the past of all of us, and so it's important to the local community. Kids can learn a lot too. That's the sort of thing that the local government should be spending its money on.
Yes, I agree. Well, I think we've got plenty of ideas for our assignment.